Chapter 19. And the second heritage came out for the tribe of Simeon by their families, and their heritage was in the middle of the heritage of the children of Judah. And they had for their heritage Beersheba and Shema and Molatah and Hasershual and Belah and Desim and El-Tilad and Bethuel and Homer and Ziklag on Beth-Markaboth and Hasar-Susa and Beth-Lebaoth and Shauhen, 13 towns with their unwalled places, i.e., Rimmon, and Ether and Ashan, 4 towns with their unwalled places, and all the unwalled places round about these towns as far as Belath-Peor-Ramah to the south. This is the heritage of the tribe of Simeon by their families. The heritage of Simeon was taken out of Judah's stretch of land, for Judah's part was more than they had need of, so the heritage of the children of Simeon was inside their heritage. And the third heritage came out for Zebulun by their families. The limit of their heritage was as far as Sarid, and their limit goes up to the west to Ma'alah, stretching to Dabbeshet, and to the stream in front of Jotnim. Then turning east from Sarid to the limit of Chisloth Tabor, it goes out to Dabarath, and up to Japhia, and from there it goes on east to Gath Hepher, to Etukazin, ending at Rimmon, which goes as far as Nea, and the line goes round it on the north to Hanuthan, ending at the valley of Iftah El, and Kartath and Nahalal and Shimron and Adalakah and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the children of Zebulun by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. For Issachar the fourth heritage came out, for the children of Issachar by their families, and their limit was to Jezreel and Chesaloth and Shunem and Hapharim and Shion and Anaharth and Rabbath and Kishion and Abaz and Remeth and Enganim and Hadah and Bethpazes, and their limit goes as far as Tabor and Shahazimah and Bethshemesh, ending at Jordan, 16 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Issachar by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. And the fifth heritage came out for the tribe of Asher by their families. And their limit was Helkath and Hali and Beton and Akshaph and Alam-Mel-H and Armad and Mishael, stretching to Carmel on the west and Shehol-Libnat, turning to the east to Beth-Dago and stretching to Zebulun and the valley of Iftah-El as far as Beth-Emek and Nehe to the north. On the left it goes as far as Kabul and Ebron and Rehob and Hammon and Kanha, to Great Zido, and the limit goes round to Ramah and the walled town of Tyre and Hosa, ending at the sea by Haleb and Oxib, and Ammon Aphek and Rehob, 22 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Asher by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. For the children of Naphtali the sixth heritage came out, for the children of Naphtali by their families, and their limit was from Heleph, from the oak tree in Zonanim, and Adamih and Nakb and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, ending at Jordan, and turning west to Asnot Tabor. The limit goes out from there to Hukok, stretching to Zebulun on the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah at Jordan on the east. And the walled towns are Zidim, Zer, and Hamat, Rakath, and Kinnereth and Adama and Ramah and Hazur and Kadesh and Adrei and Enhazur and Ayan and Migdalel, Horim and Beth Anot and Beth Shemesh, 19 towns with their unwalled places. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Naphtali by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. For the tribe of Dan by their families the seventh heritage came out, and the limit of their heritage was Sora and Eshtaol and Deir Shemesh and Shalabin and Ilon and Itlah and Dilon and Timnah and Ekron and Eltekah and Gibbethon and Balath and Jehud and Ben-Abarak and Gat-Rimmon, and on the west was opposite Joppa. But the limit of the children of Dan was not wide enough for them, so the children of Dan went up and made war on Lishem and took it, putting it to the sword without mercy, and they took it for their heritage and made a place for themselves there, giving it the name of Lishem Dan, after the name of their father, Dan. This is the heritage of the tribe of the children of Dan by their families, these towns with their unwalled places. So the distribution of the land and its limits was complete, and the children of Israel gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a heritage among them. By the orders of the Lord they gave him the town for which he made request, Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. There, after building the town, he made his living place. These are the heritages which Eleazar the priest and Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of families of the tribes of the children of Israel gave out at Shiloh, by the decision of the Lord, at the door of the tent of meeting. So the distribution of the land was complete.